Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Warriors continue to add pieces. One of those pieces who they added is going to be very beneficial, especially for the 82-game grind. He will spread the floor. Excellent three-point shooter. Most importantly known as the Swedish Larry Bird. Jonas Jerebko joins us on 95.7 The Game. Jonas, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. And welcome to the Warriors. I have to ask, how did you become known as the Swedish Larry Bird?
I mean, that started in Boston. You know, I played two and a half seasons there. And I guess I shot the ball pretty well to be called that. But, I don't know if that's my real nickname, but I'll take it.
Somewhere there's an American Jonas Jerebko, then, if there's a Swedish Larry Bird. So we'll try to figure out who exactly that person is at the appropriate juncture. As you look at this team and joining it, you see a championship team 3 and 4 years, but you're a contributor. So how are you going to go in and contribute to this team coming in this year?
When I talk to Steve Kerr, you know, I want to help with whatever we need. You know, I know we got five All-Stars in the starting five, and but, you know, they can't play 48 minutes. So I want to come in there and just help with whatever the team needs. Like you said, shooting, hustle, defense, rebounds. I just want to be out there moving the ball and play basketball the right way. And, you know, it's a lot easier when you have guys like that around you.
Jonas, Lo Neal here. When you think about Warriors and the tradition they have here on the brink of being a dynasty, fans want to know, who is Jonas? Who are you as an individual, as a player?
What are they getting?
They're getting a hard worker. They're getting a kid from Sweden that just had a dream of playing in the NBA, and now I'm here, so I'm making the most of it. And I've been 10 years in the league, and I feel like I'm getting better every year. I feel like I haven't played my best basketball yet. Played my most minutes I did play did my rookie year, so I got a lot more to give, and I'm a lot better player than people think I am sometimes. So I'm ready to show that. I'm a very proud moment for me. You know, when I got cut by the Jazz, I was expecting to still be there. But you know, when the best team in the world calls and wants you, you know, it's a proud moment for me and my family and for Sweden. So I'm excited about the opportunity, and I'm probably going to come into this season with the best shape I've ever been to, and just be ready to play.
Best shape of my life, guy. Let's play a little getting to know you with Jonas Jerebko, newest member of the world champion Golden State Warriors. He's on 95.7 The Game. When you tweet, do you tweet primarily in English or in Swedish?
I try to mix it up a little bit for my Swedish followers, but mostly in English, I'd say.
All righty. I'm trying to translate some of your Swedish, but there's no translate button. How often do you swear or use curse words in your Swedish tweets?
Always.
That's what I like to hear.
Not in my tweets. I don't swear in my tweets, you know. But like when I miss a shot or when I'm in practice, I try to swear in Swedish. So, you know, usually the referees can't give you a technical or anything like that.
All right.
Are there any officials that are familiar with your Swedish profanity?
Hilarious.
Actually, there is one. I can't remember his name, but I know his face, and every time we ref him, he tells me, no swear words in Swedish.
So great. It has to be Joey Crawford.
It has to.
No, it's not Joey.
Foster, the secret Swede, Scott Foster. Jonas Jerebko here on 95.7 The Game. What's an underrated thing about Sweden that we here in America probably wouldn't know? Part of the greatness of Sweden that maybe flies under the radar?
Just the country in general, how beautiful it is in the summer. I think, not a lot of people see Sweden as a tourist destination or destination to go have vacation, but it's a beautiful country. It's cold in the winter, but in the summer it's beautiful. So I suggest if you haven't been there, you put it on the bucket list.
Biggest moment, whether it's high school, college, or NBA, biggest moment for you?
For me, to be honest, just getting drafted, first of all, to make it to the NBA as, you know, the first lead ever, was a very proud moment. And then, you know, just getting to the Eastern Conference Finals and just trying to play as long into the summer as I can, you know, and that's one of the reasons I obviously joined the best team in the world is to win a championship ring. And that's been a dream of mine my whole life. So, but I'd say getting drafted, you know, coming from Sweden and just getting that opportunity to showcase my talent.
Jonas Jerebko joining us 95.7 The Game, the great Swedish Larry Bird. IKEA was founded in Sweden. Being the greatest Swedish basketball player ever, do you get discounts at IKEA? And can you name the different things at the IKEA stores? Are those actual Swedish words, or are they fooling us?
No, they're not fooling you. It's all Swedish in there. My wife loves IKEA, so I end up there a lot. But unfortunately, not. They have not given me any discounts. So if any employee on IKEA want to, you know, hook me up or anything, I would love to. But,
awesome.
Yeah, it's all Swedish words and then cities and stuff like that. So you can learn some while you're there.
What is easier to do, knock down an NBA three-pointer or put together a 12-piece desk set?
That's very easy. I don't put none of that stuff together. So, yeah, that's making a three-pointer is a lot easier.
You and I are in lockstep, Jonas, because my wife, we have a ton of IKEA stuff at home, and she does all the assembly. I can't do it without words. Pictures only, I'm out.
You and me both. You and me both.
All right, I'm going to move on to a new phase of Jonas Jerebko. He's not just Jonas Jerebko, the player. He's also the man, because he's an owner of an esports team known as the Renegades. All right, the Detroit Renegades. So now you're the man keeping us down as an owner, Jonas. What got you involved in esports, and what league are the Renegades in? What's the game?
We're in a few games. We're in 5 different titles. We're an esports organization. We're not really connected to Detroit anymore. Esports is a global thing. You know, you play online.
You got to fix your Twitter page then. You got to fix your Twitter page.
Yeah, I'm gonna get on them right now. Then
good.
When we're done here.
Yeah.
But no, it's pretty interesting. You know, it's a lot of kids play it. There's a lot of millions and millions of people are watching and getting really competitive. Actually, my team just won the Asia Minor today in London, so they took home the number one spot. And it was great to see.
Congratulations on that. Now, you know, the Warriors have an esports team as well of their own volition and their own franchise. Is this something that might be a conflict of interest, or can these two esports owners live in a harmonious way?
No, we can live in a harmonious way. They're in League of Legends, which is a huge game that I'm looking to go into, too. So that'd be fun to go up against the Warriors in that. But no, esports is all fun, and you know, it's getting bigger and bigger, and people take it more seriously when they see, you know, how many people are watching and the arenas that are getting sold out and stuff like that. So I think it's a sport of the future, I'd say.
Well, it's awesome that you're a man of many talents, that you feel that you can invest in esports and have success. What type of ROI? Is it a good investment to get in? And what kind of push you to that direction?
You know, me just being a gamer growing up,
sure.
Just gaming and playing basketball. Basically, that's what I did growing up. I never really went out. I was in the gym, and after that, I was playing Xbox or PlayStation with my friends. And, you know, so I actually got esports to thank for a lot, because I mean, I feel like it helped me get to the NBA. So, it's very interesting, and it's just getting bigger, and, you know, it's hard to get in. I've been in it for 2 years, and it's a lot of fun.
New Warrior Jonas Jerebko here on 95.7 The Game. You're joining a team with a ton of talent. Some have called it a super team. Some even say it's, quote, bad for the NBA. When you weren't on the Warriors and you looked at this team, did you look at this collection of players and think that having this many good players together was, quote, bad for the league?
Not really. I mean, everybody got the right to go wherever they want to go and play. And, you know, the Warriors did it the right way. The drafted their own players, and obviously KD chose to get there, but you know, LeBron went to the Lakers. Everybody got their own right to do whatever they want to do, so I don't see any problems with it. You know, in my situation, anybody could have picked up my contract, but I didn't, so I'm going to show them that they did wrong.
All right, Jonas, thanks for joining us. I'm just checking out the Renegades. I'm back on the esports stuff. This is the future. I am not kidding you. This is the future of what we're going to all be talking about in 10 years from now. Kids playing these games, and they are going to be mega celebrities. You could be on the forefront of something. And what are the games you guys participate in, Jonas?
We're in Counter-Strike, Halo, Paladins, Fortnite, and I might be CS:GO. I might be forgetting something here. You put me on the spot, but no, you're definitely right. I mean, you already have kids that are superstars, and you know they go to different countries, and airports are filled, and arenas are filled. So you already have superstars making millions of dollars. So it's just the public eye. Gotta start watching it too, and then I think it will just take off even more.
How much money do you have? Do you put? You don't have to say the dollar figure, but as you being the owner, do you put a lot of money into it?
I mean, obviously acquiring the team and stuff like that. I've invested some of my money into it. I'm invested into esports. But like you said, I think it's part of the future, and I don't think people can hide from it no more. So I'm excited about the future. I have to.
I totally agree with you. I would love to be invested in something like that. That would be phenomenal. What Fortnite dance will you do when you hit a 3 at the Oracle?
I have not played Fortnite. Yeah.
Okay.
I play other games. Got a daughter now, so I don't even play that much.
But, how old's your daughter?
She is 2.
Okay, she's almost ready to start doing the Fortnite dances.
Definitely ready for Halo, I'd say.
Halo. Get her into Halo now.
Right at 2, get her started.
I don't know about that. I might keep her away from Halo and Fortnite.
Do you have the rights to your daughter already? Is there some type of a local rights deal that you have, or is she a free agent when it comes to the gaming world?
She's a free agent.
Nice. But you're her agent, right?
She's the future owner of the Renegades.
Nice.
There you go.
I love it. Keeping it in-house, too. And we need more women owners in esports, don't we?
I've always said that.
Yes, for a long time. Topic. Jonas, you've been a great guest. I hope we can have you on a bunch. And if ever there's a big tournament the Renegades are going to be in, yeah, if you want to talk about it, call us. We'll put you on, and we'll talk about the tournament. Is that cool?
Yeah. No, that's cool. No problem. I got you guys on here now. And thank you guys for having me. It was great.
Welcome to the Bay, Jonas.
Yeah, welcome to the Bay. Hey, you might not know this, but there are a lot of kids who game here in the Bay Area, the San Francisco Bay Area.
Believe it or not, I know.
Yeah, there you go, my man. Way to go. Thanks, Jonas. Have a great weekend. We'll see
you. Thank you very much, guys.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.